Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That interview of Dr. Francis Boyle, and we're going to be having another great interview with another geopolitical expert with great knowledge and wisdom on the world, and that's Joel Skousen coming up in the next segment. And you know, it's great that we have this platform. It's great that InfoWars exists, the Alex Jones Show exists, so that we can have these great interviews, we can have these great guests, and we can just try to inform the public from a perspective that's not bought and paid for and controlled by anybody. Just truly independent news right here at InfoWars. And it's funded by your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And maybe the best way to support us right now would be getting Alex's new book. Not to mention, it just gives you the knowledge that you seek as well. And that's The Great Awakening, the latest book from Alex Jones, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists, and Launching the Next Great Resistance. But you can get the signed copy exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. So here's the new book, even thicker than The Great Reset. So even more knowledge in this book. But you can get your exclusively signed copy right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So add it to your collection. If you got The Great Reset signed by Alex Jones, complete your collection by getting The Great Awakening signed by Alex Jones. But that is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. There will be a limited number of signed copies available, so get them while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, it's your support there that keeps us on the air. Now, we also sell great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, and one supplement that is a staple of my supplement pantry is the Real Red Pill Plus. Now, there's many reasons why I like the Real Red Pill Plus. Some of the ingredients include vitamin K, vitamin B6, vitamin 12, pregnenolone, and naturally occurring caffeine with L-theanine and so much more, the green tea extract, the yerba mate leaf extract, the beetroot. And so the Real Red Pill Plus, this is a flash sale, 40% off, a flash sale, 40% off the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com, 24 hours, and it will end. So take advantage of that sale right now. And by the way, it's the pregnenolone there that even works hand in glove with DNA Force Plus for telomere support with the CoQ10 and the PQQ. DNA Force Plus, the flagship elite supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. And so that's another way you can support us. Get the autographed book, get the great supplement, support your own health, support free speech and independent media, trying to get the truth out on the air like nobody else. And one thing I do want to get into with my next guest, Joel Skousen, not just with his geopolitical wisdom, but also an emergency preparedness. And we'll probably get into a little bit of this. But folks, when you see this stuff breaking down around the world, if you don't have some survival instincts to think about what am I going to do for myself or my family if the worst happens, well, it's time to start kicking some of those things into gear. And step one might be getting emergency food supplies. Now, there's all kinds of things you could consider. Joel Skousen, my next guest, has written a bunch of books about this, strategic relocation, and so much more. Well, maybe you can't relocate. Maybe you'd like to, but you can't right now. You got to have storable foods. Now, we sell the highest quality storable foods at the lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the nexus that we went out and reached. You can do your own shopping, that's fine, but we've already done the shopping. We said, what's the highest quality emergency food supply at the lowest price? That's what we want to sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's what we have for you. 12-month supply, 6-month supply, 3-month supply, everything in between. And it's not just the high-quality storable foods with the high calorie count. It's also the highest quality storage, too. So when you get your emergency food delivered to your door, it's ready to be stored. So you don't even have to worry about finding a way to store it or anything like that. It comes in a high-quality container that is ready to be stored. If you don't want to store it, you can crack it right open and it's ready to be eaten as well. This is emergency food supplies. You'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And you see the way things are going right now under this current Biden regime. If you're not thinking about emergency food supplies, you're just not thinking. All right, we'll be right back with my next guest, Joel Skousen.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, we're now joined this hour by Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, geopolitical expert. Also, he has authored many books, such as The Essential Principles for the Conservation of Liberty, How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home. That seems like knowledge you might want to have. And, of course, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. We may be getting into some of that with Joel as well today. But, obviously, Joel, the big story, the developments in Israel over the weekend, the developments in the Gaza Strip today. We're getting all kinds of experts' opinion and analysis on this. Joel, where would you like to begin on what we've seen there in that region in the last 4 days?
Yeah, let's go ahead and start with Israel, Owen. Israel is propagandizing the world by saying this is their 9/11, implying that they can justify anything as the United States did after the attacks, which they themselves engineered. 9/11 was a deep state operation from beginning to end, including the hiring of the terrorists and the loading of the building with buildings with explosives. But there's a slight difference in Israel. Whereas we created our own attackers, in fact, the United States deep state created not only Al-Qaeda, but ISIS, and set them off against the world. Israel did have a role in bringing Muslim Brotherhood to Israel to counteract Fatah and the PLO under Yasser Arafat. And it did get out of control. It wasn't the terrorist organization that they funded and they brought in, but it became that. So they are partially responsible, at least, for bringing Hamas to the Gaza Strip. More importantly, though, they are responsible for ousting all the Israelis that used to live in the Gaza Strip and forcing them to leave their homes and their gardens and their huge enterprises that they had built up there and handing it over to the PLO and Hamas. They built a very high-tech fence around the entire Gaza Strip and said, this is going to keep any terrorism down. It hasn't. But it is a very, very high-tech fence, completely censored all around with cameras and even seismic detectors so they can detect from a few hundred feet away anyone even approaching that fence. But what happened in this attack is that over the past year and a half, the Israelis withdrew 50 to 60, almost 80% of their troops, including any fast reaction forces they had in southern Israel at all, and moved them to the West Bank. Now, the West Bank is controlled by Israel. It's occupied territory, so they don't really have a huge terrorism problem there. You can't get organized there with Israeli occupation. And so removing the troops from that left only a half a dozen small isolated military outposts that didn't have any capability of doing fast reaction. Even though they had a few tanks there in southern Israel, still they didn't have any tank crews to man them. And so when these breaches occurred on Saturday night, they bulldozed through the fence. They got into, lots of the kibbutzes and the small settlements in the area of southern and took them over and created a lot of hostages. The Israeli forces didn't arrive in the southern region until 6 or 7 hours later. Now, you can't tell me that they didn't have enough knowledge. You know, Israel has spies all throughout Gaza. They infiltrated Syria at the highest levels. They infiltrated Iran at the highest levels. You can't tell me that they haven't got infiltrators into every aspect of both the PLO and Hamas. And so what really happened related to 9/11 is that Israel let this happen in order to justify tremendous international outrage at what Hamas did. But the outrage really should be directed at Israel for letting this happen. Now, they claimed that they had a cyber attack on their computers and therefore they couldn't see the breaches in the fence. And that isn't true at all. There are numerous responses to the sensors, all of which don't go to computers. All of the smaller outposts had sensors to tell whether or not the fence was being breached. All of those weren't breached by cybersecurity. They made calls to the Israeli army telling them the breach is occurring, but they had no rapid reaction troops at all in southern Israel. And so this was allowed to happen. And now it's going to be very difficult to undo. It obviously gives the Israelis the opportunity to go in and clean out Hamas, but that's literally an impossibility. With 1.3 million people in Gaza, there's just no way that you're going to go in without a lot of casualties and do house-to-house fighting and root out Hamas, even though it really needs to be rooted out. And so they're going to go back to the traditional view of bombing Gaza, and we've seen lots of apartment buildings exploded and demolished. And that's because, you know, they have intelligence. The Hamas and other allies have been living in those apartments. But the civilian toll is going to be high when you do that type of a destruction. What's the motive, then, of letting this attack happen? Well, it's not going to be to remove Hamas. They've had multiple opportunities to do that in the past. They will claim to kill a few Hamas leaders, as they have. But I think the big possibility is that they finally want this war with Iran. You know, they've been attacking Iran on a daily basis for almost 2 years now in Syria, in the Iranian bases. And Iran has not arisen to the provocation. They have not attacked back at Israel, even though they could have justified some of those attacks. But this may be the big 9/11 excuse that gives them a chance to go to Iran. And if they do, this is going to be a major Middle East war that the U.S. is going to have to get involved in. It's not going to be Israel alone.
I want to hone in on a lot of those things that you just said. It's amazing. I had a bunch of questions written down for you to answer, and I didn't send them to you, but somehow you managed to just about answer every single one of them. But you know, this is my biggest fear. When I see, and it's all over, it's media, it's politicians saying we must support Israel at all costs. Let's say I'm fully on board that Hamas is the bad guy and Israel is the good guy. Let's even say that's my worldview. How can I not pause for a second and think, well, wait a second, what does at all costs mean? If the cost is a war with Iran, if the cost is a nuclear war, if the cost is World War III, if the cost is our sons, our daughters, our grandkids getting drafted into war, if the cost is an attack on our homeland, is that worth it? Joel, why aren't people pausing and before they're saying at any cost, thinking, well, what actually is that cost?
Well, the United States isn't going to tell you what the cost is, but it would be horrendous because Iran is a very powerful military force. And if, you know, the Iron Dome system of Israel isn't very effective against volleys of rockets that have come in from Hamas and are now coming in from Hezbollah. It just simply overwhelms, and the Iron Dome interceptor missiles are 100 times more expensive than the rockets that are trying to intercept. They're really designed to stop Iran from throwing in large, heavy missiles, which it can stop. But the U.S. has sent in the Ford, the most modern and effective aircraft carrier that we have, and one more now is on the way. Now, these aircraft carriers are not going to intervene with Hamas or do any more bombing. Israel's got 600 aircraft, and they're capable of bombing the hell out of Gaza and killing a lot of civilians. But that's really not going to solve the problem. If Iran gets involved, the Iranians will attack U.S. forces as well as Israel in the area, including the U.S. forces that shouldn't be in Syria, trying to starve Syria from the oil that is legitimately there. They will attack U.S. bases in Iraq. We're out of Afghanistan, and of course gave all those weapons to the Taliban, so there's no targets there. But this is going to be a very bad war that will get the U.S. involved. And I don't think it will lead, Owen, to a nuclear war, just because a nuclear war simply is not totally effective unless you can occupy and stop the country from rebuilding and coming back to get you. And, you know, Russia can't even occupy Ukraine, let alone Eastern Europe or the United States. They have to wait for China to be ready to have a nuclear war, because China does have the conventional military manpower and power to cross the ocean and to occupy, though it would be difficult with a country with a billion arms in private hands, as the United States has. Now, Israel, interestingly, had done a lot of disarmament. They used to allow all of the settlers to have
automatic
weapons.
We're up against the break. I want to pause you right there and pick it up on the other side. Folks, this is deep, deep geopolitical knowledge and expertise that you're getting right here on the Alex Jones Show with Joel Skousen. And quite frankly, I'm not hearing it anywhere else. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Like now is the bombing of the Gaza Strip, is the ground troops moving into Gaza really them fighting Hamas? But I want to pick it up where you left it off, Joel, and we'll hone in on those other things. This notion of we must support Israel no matter the cost. Well, what is the cost? I mean, let me kind of frame it like this, and you can take it where you want. Do you see a strategic partnership with these developments being formed between Russia, Iran, and China? And is the United States considering this when they're thinking about their support of Israel?
Yes, to Russia and Iran, but not China. China's going to stay out of this completely right now. They're not ready to engage the West. But the fact that they're moving two aircraft carriers into the area is not because they're going to be used against Hamas. As I say, Israel has plenty of firepower in their fighter bombers in order to take care of whatever bombing mission. The U.S. certainly isn't going to put troops on the ground to fight Hamas. They are preparing strategically for a war with Iran. Now, that is going to have very strong strategic consequences for the West. For example, it's going to guarantee that you're not going to be able to continue sending arms and military equipment to Ukraine. And that's one of Putin's goals. There was an article that just came out yesterday from Business Insider talking about Putin's general plan, even though because he can't win the war as long as there are Western equipment going in and arming Ukraine, he's got to stop the West from doing that. So he's had a large and massive propaganda campaign aimed at Republicans and conservatives to get them to cut off aid. Now, I am not in favor of monetary aid to Ukraine because of the corruption left over from Ukraine during the phony fall of the Soviet Union, where they left all the communists in power in Ukraine, and that corruption is still ongoing. But Putin has been very successful at putting out the propaganda or the image that he's against transgender and homosexuals and woke, and he's a Christian and all kinds of other falsehoods that really impress Christians to think, yeah, he's really helping us overcome our own globalist government, which isn't true. Well, it's true in the sense that they're trying to overcome Western globalism so they can establish their own globalist New World Order, which will be very, very tyrannical and ruthless. Russia and China. But Iran is an ally in that, and if Russia can get Israel to attack, Iran won't start this war. Iran won't attack Israel directly, but they're waiting for Israel to do their plan, and they've been planning for a long time to attack Iran. And when they do, it's going to be a massive Middle East war, and it's going to get all aid cut off to Ukraine, and so Russia will be at least able to secure the Crimea and the Donbass on a permanent basis.
Well, you know, I don't want to wade into this topic lightly because it's obviously a very sensitive issue. But, you know, we're told that somehow American blood and treasure has to be sacrificed or has to be put on the table for this. And I suppose if you're Israel, then you need that. But when I hear this coming from U.S. politicians specifically that we need Israel, Israel doesn't need us, I can't help but take that with an extreme sour taste in my mouth and just say, no, the exact opposite is true to me.
Yeah, you're right, Owen. Israel, you've got to remember there's two aspects to Israel. Israel does have a right to exist. The Israeli people are just as blindsided by their own globalist government as we are with ours. The Israeli deep state, or the Mossad, and the actual higher levels of government are very deeply involved in the globalist world affair, WF forum, like the United States is. They've been propaganding in their people about climate change. They've been doing surveillance on their people. They've been doing gun control on their people, just like the WAF and the globalists are trying to do here.
Yeah, they had the mandated vaccines on the Israelis as well.
Terrible mandated vaccines. So you see, I have sympathy for the Israeli people and the right to live, you know, peacefully. And they've tried to coexist with the Arabs to a great extent. But the Arabs, for example, in Gaza propagate in the education system hatred towards Israel to an extent that you wouldn't believe. It's just incredible. When I've been in Israel many times, there is an Arab feverish mentality of hatred and of torture and other things. I mean, for example, the Israelis, yes, their soldiers have done some war crimes. American soldiers have done war crimes. Every army has its bad apples in there. But the Arabs are particularly pernicious in this. When I was there in Israel in the 1990s, there was a case where an Israeli soldier was captured and he was literally skinned alive in public, and the Arabs, you know, were just running around clapping their hands at him. I saw Arab children torturing a cat one day and just gleefully thinking, you know, that's something that doesn't happen in Western societies. And it's not to say that, you know, the Jews are any paragons of morality. It's like a typical Middle Eastern city, people honking horns and yelling and screaming at each other. There's no spiritual feeling at all in Israel, you know, from a religious point of view. But the globalists are going to take advantage of this in a certain way, and it's not going to be good for Americans. I don't think American blood is going to be shed in Israel, period. Israel does have the most powerful military in the Middle East and can handle that. It's a different story if Iran gets involved. Israel cannot handle Iran alone, and the U.S. will get involved, and American blood will be shed. And it's not worth the price.
Yeah, I think it's a hard thing for Americans to, I mean, I guess the best analogy that I would make, and maybe it's not fully appropriate here, but kind of the anti-white hatred that we see sprinkled into our education system and our doctrine now. I mean, the hatred for Jews that is in the doctrine in many of these Palestinians or even Muslim upbringings, I think, is not fully understood, and there is that deep-lying hatred. So I would go into it like this. Is there any way, and I mean, I guess this has been the ultimate question for more than 100 years, is there any way they can solve this conflict on their own, Joel?
No, it will never be solved. I mean, biblically or politically or any way you look at it, the Arabs are never going to get along with the Jews, period. And so it has to be a very strong defensive relationship and a separate relationship. And Israeli strength is important in that regard. I mean, for example, in the right of return, the Jews cannot allow the Arabs the right of return to come back into Israel, or they would be the dominant political force. And then politically, you would get annihilated and you would have no rights whatsoever. So they do have to, you know, keep the Jewish majority in order to maintain, you know, in a raw democracy, unfortunately, with a bad constitution, you can't allow raw democracy to create democratic tyranny. And that's what happens when, and even happening in the United States, when if the Democrats fully get in power with the president and the Congress, it's they'll just vote away your rights. And that's not right.
And we're seeing that now. Joel, I'm sorry, hold that thought. We're up against the break. We'll pick that back up where we left it. And then also get a little more detailed about what's going on in the Gaza Strip today and what it really represents. We'll be right back.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And my guest, Joel Skousen. We're getting deep geopolitical knowledge here you're not hearing anywhere else. And, Joel, I want to just ask you this. Let's pick it back up. But as we're watching today, the bombing of the Gaza Strip and Israeli forces saying they're about to do, I guess, their ground operations next. Now, I've made a conscious decision that I'm just not going to be showing a lot of these videos. I mean, we'll show the ones that are pretty much 99.9% we know are real. That's the bombing, the buildings, and everything going off. Other than that, I'm just hesitant to show anything because I don't want to be a part of any war propaganda. Whether it's what they're saying is going on in Israel that Hamas did, or videos that I see now coming out of Gaza, where, again, it's the same thing. Whether it's children dying in Gaza or children dying in Israel, I don't want any of that going on, but it's odd how we only see one side, but it is happening on both sides. And with all the other stuff going on, like these Instagram models, oh, they get kidnapped, they get raped, now they're dead, wait, no, now they're back alive, oh, now we need to go find her in Gaza. It's like this reality show for the U.S. consumer. What, and then what's actually going on the ground, I don't even know if we fully understand. So So what do you see as is the real story here that's actually going on the ground when it comes to they're bombing the Gaza Strip? Is this to take out Hamas? Is that really the end goal here? Is that even how it can be done? And then what happens if Israeli forces move in on the ground? What is what we're seeing in the Gaza Strip today actually represent? What does it actually mean to you, Joel Skousen?
Well, Hamas really has to be eliminated, but it won't be eliminated. I mean, Israel has made these kinds of incursions into the Gaza Strip before. They have bombed apartment buildings. They have bombed headquarters. Now, none of the Hamas leaders that I know of, you know, are going to be in those headquarters when they're targeted. So you have to go in and root them out specifically. But that's going to cost a lot of casualties. You're going to lose over 1,000 troops, Israeli troops, if you go in house to house and try to root out Hamas. Remember, this is a fairly large area, a large city with a large amount of concrete buildings. It's just a death trap to go in and try to root out. So if it follows the historical pattern, they'll go in with ground troops and do some, take a lot of casualties. It'll get very unpopular. The people will want a ceasefire. They'll want to call it off. And that's exactly what has happened three times before when they've gone into Gaza. They call it off with a ceasefire. Then it goes back to the status quo. The international monetary people, including the United States, continue to give millions of dollars each year to the Gaza Strip. You know, they're completely dependent on Israel for electricity, for gas, and for water supply. Those are cut off now, starving the population. This is just an impossible situation to do, and so I don't think that this is the real reason that they have let this war start. I think the real reason is to induce Iran and Israel to go to war again or give Israel a justification for doing it. And this will increase as Hezbollah continues to fight Israel. Well, that's the second front that started today. And Israel is fighting Hezbollah in Lebanon and hitting targets, and rockets are flying between Hezbollah and Tel Aviv. The death toll's now over 1,000. It's going to get much worse. And this is going to justify a widening of the war. So I really don't think that Gaza is ever going to be, you know, solved. Israel just doesn't have the manpower or the will to take the kinds of casualties it's going to go out to clean out Hamas. So this is going to become a wider war, probably, rather than more of the Gaza intifada that has gone on before.
You know, this, it's crazy to hear this, because obviously there's all the different propaganda, there's all the different emotional manipulation and deception. There's what could have potentially been a conscious decision for this intelligence failure or to let this happen. And I guess the immature, naive side of me says, well, you know, maybe just Israel wants the Gaza Strip to be annexed so that they can have a new tourist location and beachfront property and all this other stuff. But to think that these psychotics would be drawing this to a larger war with Iran, I mean, it just blows my mind. I mean, that is the most psychotic thing that I can imagine. And then people would say, support it at any cost. Have you even measured the costs?
Yeah, but remember, Owen, that it's the globalists that want to take down Iran. And why? Because Iran is the only Muslim country that is independent of both East and West in arms production. They're building drones that are heavily involved in the Ukraine war. They're building fighter jets. They've got F-4 Phantoms. They've got F-14 Tomcats, which they are learning how to keep and maintain on their own. They're building a tremendous arsenal. And the globalists can't tolerate another country, especially a Muslim country, that isn't controlled either by East or West. So they want – and so globalists, Israel being a puppet state of the globalists, will – go after Iran, and this is inevitable at some point. Now, it's going to really cause havoc if China takes advantage of this by attacking Taiwan at the same time. We'll have a three-front war in Ukraine, as well as in Israel and Iran, and then in Taiwan. And the U.S., you talk about military munition shortages going on right now because of the, you know, going on to Ukraine. It's going to be exacerbated tremendously and draw down our supplies to a very dangerous level.
Almost a level of zero, kind of like our strategic oil reserves as well. So shifting back to the Gaza Strip, how long do you see this going on? I mean, how many buildings are going to be flattened by the Israeli bombings? How many Palestinians are going to die? I mean, how long is the ground forces moving in? How long do you see this lasting?
Well, if they decide to go in and clean out Hamas, it would probably take a year, and that's not going to happen. The Israelis, remember, they've got 300,000 reservists called up. That just kills the Israeli economy. You just can't take that many people out of the economy and make things work. You know, Israel is telling the Gaza residents to flee. Well, where do they flee to? There's no place to go. They can't get out. It's a walled city. There's no nation that's going to take any more Arabs and put them in refugee camps. So I don't believe, frankly, that this is going to go on longer than a month before either a ceasefire is called or a larger war with Iran starts. And then we'll forget about Gaza and Israel will have to concentrate on Iran.
Yeah. And again, folks, you can pick any area you want, whether it's Israel or Gaza, and show the devastation of this war. And it should be heartbreaking on all sides. Now, you mentioned this earlier, the shutting off of the utilities and the resources. This isn't something that the Gaza Strip is necessarily a stranger to.
Well, that's right. They've used that effectively before when there have been terrorist attacks to make the people suffer. But really, that's quite unfair. You know, those people are as hostage to Hamas as other people. There's only probably about 20% of the people that are diehard supporters of Hamas in there. There are moderates which support the PLO, which has taken a back seat to Hamas. But I really think that you have to somehow get those people to eradicate Hamas, and they don't have any weapons, so they can't do it. How do you rise up against Hamas and kick them out of your little city-state if you don't have any weapons? So I just don't see any resolution to this other than continued warfare, and that's what people have to get used to. It's forget about peace. I don't think we're ever going to see peace again on the earth. I think we're going to see constant warfare from now on.
Oh my gosh, and that's just devastating. And it's really a shame that we don't have more world leaders that want peace. It seems like they want war. For whatever reasons, their bloodlust, their greed, maybe they're blackmailed. It's just, it's amazing to think that this could be the case. But, Joel, let me ask you this. I played some speeches from Ron Paul in the early 2000s, and his son Rand is now basically echoing the same sentiment, saying, hey, let's keep our hands off of this. Let's not be involved at all. But it was Ron Paul in the early 2000s warning that eventually, the U.S. money, the taxpayer dollars, and the weapons going into that region were going to support terror regimes and were going to be used by groups like Hamas. I think that he's been proven accurate, and there's an image going around right now that shows the rockets going into Israel and then the Iron Dome rockets going to intercept them, both paid for by the U.S. taxpayers. I'd like to get your response on that. Do you think that's a...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
For an emergency. I mean, I could sit here and list a dozen reasons why it'd be time to think about that and consider that. You've been considering it for decades. Let's talk about this. What can the American do right now that maybe hasn't followed your work before, hasn't read your books before, but is starting to have a sense of urgency, starting to realize the sense of things around here, and maybe is thinking about emergency preparedness or relocation? Joel, where is a good place to begin? What are things that people might not be thinking about that they need to be when considering this stuff?
Well, the major weakness of people who are preparing is they don't really understand the threats. The threat is important to understand because this third world war, which is going to be a nuclear war, is inevitable. We have 100% chance. Why is it inevitable? Because the globalists want it. It's the only way that they can drive Americans into a militarized global government is to let an attack fall. A nuclear preemptive attack fall on our military. They're not going to strike cities at first. Russia and China want to blackmail the West into submission. They don't want to destroy it. But you have to understand that it's going to begin with an EMP strike. And that's going to take down the grid for at least a year. Why a year? Because we don't stockpile any of the transformers, the long-distance transformers. They're as big as a truck. And they're all made in China. We don't stockpile them in the West. And so the grid isn't coming back anytime soon, and that means there's going to be pillaging. So you gave some very wise counsel about preparedness at the beginning of the show. You talked about getting your food storage, getting your water storage, stocking up on natural medicines and other things so you won't be able to depend on drugs, and you shouldn't depend on medical drugs. You can't trust the medical establishment anymore after COVID. But the most important thing that I've emphasized to people, whether you can relocate or not, is that you've got to be able to secure those storage items and weapons or ammunition or any self-defense things that you have. You've got to get it into a secure, safe room that is concealed. If it's not concealed, the pillaging will get to you. I mean, it's going to start 2 to 3 days after there's no electricity and people will start to pillage for food. The stores will be empty. So it isn't enough to have a year's supply. It isn't enough to have 6 months' supply. You've got to have it concealed and secured. And that's best done underground. And that's one of the reasons I put out the book about the high security shelter, or how to implement a high security shelter in the home, was the original publication name, which you used to sell at InfoWars stores. But this tells people how to do a concealed high security shelter within the home, and preferably in a basement. Now, strategic relocation warns people that you've got to prepare to get out of the cities. Your major threat in any crisis, especially a war where there's no electricity, is population density. If you're in an area of 1,000 people per square mile, as in most of the East Coast cities, there's just no way you can survive that. Eventually, they're going to tear down everything trying to get food. And so you've got to prepare to get out and retreat to rural areas. But even in rural areas, we have a retreat. If you expect your supplies to not be pillaged when you get there, either from hunters or itinerant bad guys in the local area, you've got to have a concealed safe room, and preferably in a basement space that's concealed. My preferred areas for basement secure storage is under a garage, because nobody expects there to be a basement under a garage. It's a great way to start. In my books, The Secure Home or The High Security Shelter, give you direct architectural plans on how to do those types of things.
Now, again, you've written many books on this, some of them like How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home, The Secure Home, Architectural Design, Construction, Remodeling, and Self-Sufficient Residences and Retreats, and Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. I find that book, with all the graphics in it, to be extremely informational, especially because I'm somebody that has a photographic memory. And so if I can see something, it's like I'm a visual learner type thing. So that's really a good book for people to have as well. But let's say, as you said, you're in a high density population area and maybe you can't relocate. What are some things that you can do?
Well, in strategic relocation, I talk about these things. Here are some basic hints. First of all, if you're in a major metro and you can't relocate, at least try to relocate to the periphery of the major metro. You don't want to be in a high dense area that you have to get on a freeway to get outside. And remember that in every major metro, there are beltways, that is, freeways that circle the city. And those are like a moat. You can't get past that without going on to an on-ramp or an exit ramp, which will be blocked when everyone's trying to leave the city, as happened in Katrina. Now, if you look carefully on Google Maps and go around and look at the on-ramps and off-ramps, there are 2 to 3 in every location ways to get over that freeway or under the freeway that do not correspond to an on-ramp. You can't get on the freeway. You just can go past it. Those are your secret ways out of the city. You've got to find those and route your areas not through major city but the back roads to be able to get out of the city. And you've got, of course, stockpile enough supplies. And if I were making an escape from a city in a car, I'd also have a bicycle tied to the back of the car, so that if you get blocked in a traffic jam, take out the bicycle or a small motor scooter or electric bike even, and then get out of town.
I think it's unfortunate we have to talk about this, but given the state of things in the world and the country right now, I think it's more important than ever. I mean, what do you think is most likely, though? Is it going to be an economic collapse, a Great Depression? You mentioned the EMP, the power grid going down. Is it going to be some sort of a terror attack? I mean, what do you think is the biggest threat that we face right now to our homeland?
Well, first of all, we can always face an economic downturn because we're living in a bubble constantly, and it's only being inflated by the Fed to keep it going. That's why inflation will never stop. So get used to high inflation. It's never going to stop. Now, it can't really turn to hyperinflation in the United States, because in hyperinflation, you have to have the government mandating by law that everybody's salaries increase according to the rate of inflation. And you don't do that in the United States. We have a token COLA, or cost of living allowance, for Social Security. But that's why the Fed and the Bureau of Economic Statistics understate inflation by about 3 times, so that they don't have to pay those inflation taxes to Social Security recipients. But it's important to realize that no real economic collapse comes until war comes. As long as people can maneuver and survive and go back to basics and things, there won't be an economic collapse, just a downturn. And it could happen again, but so far the Fed continues to pump this economy up with inflationary mode. So I think the only existential threat you have to prepare for is this coming war. And EMP is an existential threat. A lot of people ask me, say, well, why can't they just throw an EMP strike and not attack us with nuclear weapons? It's because the U.S. military is hardened against EMP, so they can still respond and attack those countries that hit us with EMP. So they have to throw a nuclear strike at military forces about 15 to 20 minutes after an EMP strike. And that's the military doctrine of both Russia and China.
All right, folks, this is the reality of the situation. And it's like I say with emergency food, you'd rather have this information and not need it than need it and not have it. Joel Skousen, a great source for that. Joel, thank you for your time today. Excellent interview, excellent geopolitical expertise. And again, we just thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
All right, there goes Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And I'm serious. I'm serious. You're not going to get that deep geopolitical information anywhere else but right here on the Alex Jones Show. So please continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we do have the emergency food supplies there, the highest quality at the lowest price, also in the highest quality storage containers as well. I mean, I would say that's a necessity. And even for people that are already prepared out there, you see the way of the world, you see the way things are going, and you might have an instinct to even double down and get extra prepared. And so a great source, InfoWarsStore.com, with the emergency preparedness there as well. Keeping InfoWars on the air throughout all of this, very important as well. That's why shopping at InfoWarsStore.com is imperative, because we don't have the big corporate sponsors. We don't get the big pharmaceutical bucks. We don't get the big fast food bucks. We don't get the big Hollywood bucks. We don't get the big billionaire donor bucks. We are supported by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And you've supported Alex Jones all these years. And now the latest, greatest way to support has arrived. And that is the new book from Alex Jones, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance, by Alex Jones, forwarded by Stephen Bannon. And you can get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com, or exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get your signed copy. Get your signed copy of Alex's latest book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Resistance. I have already gotten my autographed copy of the book. Let's just say I got a bit of an inside track. Let's just say I've got the inside track on that, and my signed copy has been secured. But you can secure yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited availability, limited quantity. So secure yours today, InfoWarsStore.com, and support free speech. All right. Maria Z takes over in the fourth hour with great guests. Big guests coming up with Maria Z. And then I'm back hosting the War Room in 1 hour. We'll see you then.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.